Hey everyone, welcome back to Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. I'm your host Mike Wapshaw with another edition of the Pick 6. It is the offseason, but you guys are not taking it easy on us. You're sending in lots of great questions. We have six of them to go over right now. Let's give you some answers and talk some Vikings football. The first one comes from Mike in New Prague, Minnesota. Who do you see being on the starting offensive line going into the regular season? Tough question to answer right now. We're still in the midst of the offseason. We haven't even had the draft or the offseason program yet, but let's take a look at it. On the left side, in an ideal world, you have Matt Khalil at left tackle and new signee Alex Boone at left guard. Hopefully John Sullivan can get back to health and he and Joe Berger could wage a competition for the starting center job. Now, the right side of the offensive line is where it could get interesting. The Vikings have re-signed Mike Harris, who started every game at right guard last year, plus perhaps Brandon Fusco could swing back over to the right side to compete with Mike Harris for the starting right guard job. And if Joe Berger does not win the starting center job, he's also in the mix at right guard. At right tackle, new signee Andre Smith could be the starter there, but so could Phil Loadholt. And you also have TJ Clemens, a rookie from last year who started every game at right tackle for the Vikings. So lots of competition at this position group for the Vikings, and that's a good thing. The next question comes from Scott. With the main part of free agency past us, what is the status of Chad Greenway? Well, Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer addressed this issue at the combine, as did GM Rick Spielman, and then Mike Zimmer addressed this issue at this week's owners meetings. It sounds like the team is very open to Chad returning. It's just a matter of getting the contract done. Of course, deadlines spur action, and right now there's no deadline, but hopefully these two sides can get together and Chad comes back for another season. The next question, a high-profile name and a hot topic around the NFL. RG3, do you think Robert Griffin III can fit in with the Vikings as a backup? Well, I think he'd be a great option for a backup quarterback. He has started a lot of games, has a lot of experience, and he's had a lot of success in the league. But I think RG3 is probably looking for a starting opportunity in the NFL. We have Teddy Bridgewater, so he may look elsewhere for a job. Our next question comes from Todd in Alaska. Which position along the offensive line will the Vikings go after in the draft? Well, we don't know that they will go after an offensive lineman in this draft, but if they do, I think they're going to look for a versatile player, someone who could play right tackle or left tackle, or someone who could play tackle and guard on one side of the line of scrimmage, or a guy like Joe Berger, who can play center or either guard position. On the offensive line, you want guys with versatility. Our next question comes from Zach. Do you think Spielman would trade up in the draft to get his guy? And if not, who do you like at the 23 spot for us? Well, I think at pick number 23, with how deep this draft is, the Vikings are going to have the option to choose a very good player. This draft is loaded with defensive talent, and I love the offensive linemen in this draft. There's some pretty good wide receivers, too. So I think the Vikings are going to be just fine if they stick at number 23. But Rick Spielman does like to trade. He's moved up and he's moved back since he's been running the draft room for the Vikings, and it would not surprise me this year to see Rick Spielman go up after a player that he really covets. We know that Rick likes to be aggressive to go and get those unique players, and it would not surprise me if that's the route he goes in this year's draft. But he also likes to collect picks, so a move back from 23 could also be a possibility. The last question comes from Kevin. Do you think it would be a good idea for the Vikings to draft Derrick Henry? Well, I'm never against adding talented players to the roster. Henry is certainly a talented player. He won the Heisman Trophy as the best college football player in the nation last season. But the Vikings are stacked at running back with the best running back in the NFL in Adrian Peterson, plus Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata, all of those guys in tow for the 2016 season. It might make sense to use a first-round pick on a player at a different position. And I think to get Derrick Henry, a team's probably going to have to use a first-round pick. All right, that does it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week with another edition, so please continue sending your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. Also, speaking of Derrick Henry, he is the latest subject of our Prospect Profile series on Vikings.com. Make sure you click around the website and check that out. We are previewing and profiling every top prospect in this year's draft class. Derrick Henry is up there right now. Many more of those to come. Thanks for watching this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll talk to you next week.